Aquatic Fit. This is Emily.
Hey, you guys, it's Marcus. How are you going?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, I was just reading, I've been passed your number. We got on the call and we would like to get his wings wet.
Okay.
He got out a few weeks ago and he flew up to the top tree and it's an absolute nightmare getting him back down. We don't know if one of the kids left the cage door open or whatever, but we thought if we clip his wings, he won't fly at least up to the top of the tree. If we don't happen again, then...
Yeah, sorry. It's a bit hard to hear you. I've got a lot of background noise.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm in the car. Sorry.
No, that's all good.
Yeah, so I was just wondering, do you know of anyone that... Do you guys do that, or...?
We do. I just have to double-check something, if you don't mind holding for just a second.
No worries.
Yeah, so we think.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit.
Hey, thanks so much for holding. Yeah, so it is something that we can do. We do recommend, like, a health check, and we can do it at the same time, just to make sure that there's nothing else, I guess, like, you know, that could stop us from doing it, if there's any other...
Yeah, no, that sounds good.
Yeah, awesome.
How do we go about doing that? Is that something we bring the bird in for, or do you guys...
We don't do home... No, we don't do home visits, so it'd be, you bring them in to us, and, they get the vet to look them over and everything like that here.
Yeah, cool. That means they're going to catch him again, so, that's great. Perfect. What sort of time frames and what...
I've got availabilities all through this week, and I've got morning or afternoon appointments. Tomorrow's only afternoon appointments, but it just depends on your what day you're available, but I've got quite a few spare this week.
Okay, and can you tell me how much it will cost to bring him in and do the health check and the wing trim?
So the health check's 170 and the wing trim I believe is 45. And that's, is he handled, or is he just in an aviary?
He's just in an aviary. We've only purchased him maybe 6 months ago, and he used to be handled, and he isn't anymore. The guy that we purchased him with got really old and sick, so he just sort of fed him. So get him to know the family and all the rest of it. So the 16-year-old is the one that does the most care with him.
Yeah.
So we're trying to keep it really simple for him at the moment, just one new face and one new person in his cage. That sort of stuff. So at the moment, he has walked down and he has sat on Alex's shoulder. Taking him out and him sitting on our shoulder, no.
Yeah, alrighty. Look, I'll quote you, just with our larger birds, like macaws and that, sometimes we do have to do a short anaesthetic to be able to give them a full assessment, just because they get way too stressed out if they're not used to being handled and things like that as well. It just makes a better experience for you and the bird.
Yeah.
So that's 135, so I'll just What have we got here? You're looking
I would assume he'll need that.
Yeah, yeah, it does sound like it. So you're looking at about 350 for the console, the anesthetic, and the wing trim.
Yep.
Alrighty. And it just depends on what else, like, you know, if there's any other concerns or anything like that, if we need to do any testing or anything like that. But yeah.
And how long's the consult take? I'm just trying to work in around my work hours.
All good. It'll be an hour.
Okay. And the latest appointment you have would be?
Would be 4 o'clock.
Okay. Right, yeah. Thank you for all these questions.
That's all good.
I'm going to go back and have a look at my timetable. I'm thinking potentially Wednesday morning-ish, but I'm just going to have to confirm that I don't have class on because I'm a school teacher, but
yep.
Also the bird is the worm you're in, which is also the next issue, so I'll have to bring them in from out there to you guys, and then home again and then back to school with the chocolate. So it's a little bit of running around, so it's not just...
That's all right. Just figure out the logistics of it and then just give us a ring back and we'll talk times and see what we can do. Alrighty?
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Not a problem at all. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.